North Kent High School in Comstock Park, Michigan, is an alternative high school, a school for kids who couldn't make it in traditional programs. Some couldn't keep up academically. Some were expelled for using drugs or fighting. And some are dropouts trying again. Principal Donna Hendershot says many of the kids often have a rough home life where there's substance abuse or physical abuse.
Every student is their own story. The one thing they all have in common is they didn't fit in that traditional, well-structured program.
Another thing these kids have in common is that most of them smoke. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, smoking rates at alternative high schools across the country are nearly 30% higher than at traditional schools. Donna Hendershot says between 80 and 90% of her students smoke, but considering all of the other problems they face, Hendershot says for many years, smoking was tolerated in designated areas.
Rather than fight the issue, you got to smoke, you go to this place, you smoke. And then the school board and the superintendent said to me, no more. We're giving you notice. By July 1, there can be no smoking at your school. You have to enforce the laws.
But Hendershot thought that cracking down punished the kids for their addiction. She wanted to do something different. She wanted to help them stop smoking permanently. But she soon found out that was easier said than done.
The one thing we discovered in our research is there aren't too many successful teenage smoking cessation programs. Most people just, you can't get kids to quit smoking, why even try? And that seemed to be the prevalent attitude. But we had to try because I was in this situation with these kids here and I just didn't want to give up.
So Hendershot teamed up with tobacco control specialists at a local hospital. They funded a new program to help teens stop smoking. The 9-week course included health screenings for the students. They also met individually with a social worker for ongoing support. And the kids even got free candy and gum to help curb their cravings. High school senior Sabrina Schoonmaker says the program worked. She says the stop smoking message really hit home as she watched her heart rate before and after smoking.
And every time you would take a hit of a cigarette, you could see on that monitor your heartbeat rise. And it would rise a couple beats every time. And it's, that's scary to think that every time you smoke, that happens.
It took Schoonmaker 2 tries to stop smoking. Now she's been tobacco-free for over 8 months. But programs like this are few and far between. Many people believe the recent tobacco settlements with states provided funding to help keep people from smoking and to help them quit. But on average, states have only set aside about 8% of the money for those types of programs. And when it comes to kids and tobacco, most of the emphasis is on prevention, keeping them from smoking in the first place. Experts say while there's some good data available about prevention programs, there's still a lot of work to be done when it comes to research about helping kids quit.
In terms of the number of studies that have been done, in terms of the rigor of studies that have been done, it's lagging way behind.
Steve Sussman is a professor of preventive medicine at the University of Southern California.
Part of the reason for that may be skepticism about the efficacy of teen cessation programs. That is that people perceive that they're just too young, that once they're smoking regularly as a teen, they're not going to quit and you've got to wait until they're an adult.
So there's a catch-22 for stop smoking programs targeting teens. To get good data, researchers need funding. But to get funding, they need data. North Kent High School is an example of the problem. Even though Principal Donna Hendershot claims a 40% success rate in getting kids to quit, she's now fighting to keep her program alive.
About the time we were really getting it right, the funding fell out from under it. And so I'm back to where I always said I would never be, forcing these kids to go all day without a cigarette, watching the nicotine withdrawal, and just having some minor little education pieces in place, but not the full support system that we had.
Because of this fight for funding, tobacco control advocates like Donna Hendershot are now trying to raise awareness of two issues, that teens often need help to quit smoking, and that the tobacco settlement money isn't being used to help curb tobacco use. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Comstock Park, Michigan.